KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies at 69 degrees. We look for it to be sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 95. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In an update to our story last hour, Cumberland firefighters were called to a reported anhydrous leak just before 7 a.m. today at the 21st Century Co-op. Assistant Fire Chief Brad Penton has informed KJAN the leak was from a valve left open on a tank and the situation was under control. Penton added that there are times that these tanks will vent due to temperature changes, but this was not the case. More than likely, he said, someone was stealing some and didn't get the valve shut completely off. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that 54-year-old Pamela Jean Monthy of Glenwood was arrested Thursday afternoon. Monthy was taken into custody for making a false report to 911. Her bond was set at $300. Glenwood police report two men were arrested on separate charges Thursday. 33-year-old Jacob Jones of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for harassment in the first degree. His bond was set at $2,000. And 60-year-old Lloyd Thomas of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Thomas was being held without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. A traffic stop Thursday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in an arrest. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a deputy made the stop on a 2004 Chevy at 16th and Broadway after a records check indicated the registered owner had a possible warrant issued by Council Bluffs Police. The car also had a passenger side light brake light out. That is, the check of the driver's information confirmed that 26-year-old Trey Allen Palaya of Council Bluffs was wanted for criminal trespass in the first offense. Palaya was arrested without incident. He was transported to the jail where his bond was set at $750. And the traffic stop Thursday afternoon in Avoca resulted in the arrest of 37-year-old Michael Lawrence Powell of Des Moines on warrants from Dallas and Marion counties. Powell was taken into custody without incident and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. An auditor says her office mistakenly canceled the voting rights of a Northwest Iowa rancher who has the same name as a felon. Clay County Auditor Marge Pitts said Friday that her office made the rancher, Christopher E. Wood, ineligible to vote last fall. She said that it was an unfortunate error because he had done nothing wrong and remained eligible. She said her office had intended to cancel the voting rights of the actual felon, county resident Christopher R. Wood. Pitts said she worked with the state to correct the mistake and restore Wood's voting rights after he complained. She noted that there were no elections during the time when he was disqualified. The rancher said he was stunned when he got a letter from the county saying he was disenfranchised. He said that locals have a long and unfortunate history of confusing him with the other, Christopher Wood. Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered all flags in Iowa to be lowered to half staff from sunrise until noon on Monday, May 28th, in honor of Memorial Day. Flags will be at half staff at the state capitol building and on flag displays in the capitol complex. They'll also be at half staff in all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect. Some residents in northeastern Iowa are upset officials plan to stop flying a giant American flag because of the cost to frequently replace it. The Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier says the Independence City Council unanimously voted last month to take the flag down. Officials say high winds frequently damage the flag. Lighting problems and a broken electric sign also add to the costs. Mayor Bonita Davis said she wants to try and keep the flag up at least through Memorial Day. Members of the Area Veterans of Foreign Wars and American Legion posts are among the residents upset about the decision to remove the most visible flag in the city. Individuals and veterans groups have offered to pay for the flag, but some say military families shouldn't have to bear that cost. One of the benefits of a cooler spring was a lack of mosquitoes in Iowa, but Deputy State Epidemiologist Ann Garvey says the lack of rains and warm weather have changed that situation. Garvey says that makes it important to wear insect repellent if you're going to be outside.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot anecdotally about nuisance mosquito activity, and if you wear that insect repellent, like a DEET product, that would be effective also against the mosquitoes and against the ticks, which we know are out and about this time of year as well.
If you're out during the day, you need sunscreen along with a bug repellent, and Dr. Garvey said the use of both often leads to a question.
Sometimes people will ask, do we put the sunscreen on first or the insect repellent? And the recommendation is to put on that sunscreen first and then the insect repellent over top. you'll often have to reapply the sunscreen more frequently than you will the insect repellent. So it's important to just make sure you read the labels and reapply as directed.
Garvey says mosquitoes can carry disease, and if you're in areas with trees or lots of grass, you could also be bitten by ticks and exposed to a disease.
The most common tick-associated illness in Iowa is Lyme disease, and we have several hundred cases every year in Iowa. Last year, we had about 250 cases, and so we expect that we'll see a large number of illnesses in Iowans again this year.
Lyme disease is the only worry when it comes to ticks.
The other two most common ticks are the American dog tick, and that can transmit illnesses like Rocky Mountain spotted fever or tularemia, and the Lone Star tick can also transmit tularemia and ehrlichiosis. And so while we talk a lot about the deer tick or the black-legged tick and Lyme disease, there are other types of ticks that can cause other types of illnesses.
People pay a lot of attention, she says, to avoid getting bitten by a tick or mosquito, but sometimes forget some common things at the holiday picnic that can also lead to illnesses. Garvey says they see a lot of illnesses created by improper food handling.
So it's important as we're grilling and having those picnics and barbecues this weekend that we're handling our food properly and encourage everybody to cook their meats to proper temperatures and keep their hot foods hot and their cold foods cold.
You can find a variety of information on avoiding ticks and mosquitoes and popular food handling on the Iowa Department of Public Health website. Iowa health officials say the flu killed twice as many residents this past winter as the year before. The Des Moines Register says the IDPH report issued Friday that 270 people in Iowa died from the flu in the season that started last fall. That compares with 133 flu deaths over the same period a year earlier. Just 44 flu deaths were confirmed in Iowa two seasons ago. Flu hospitalizations spiked in late December and stayed high into February. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports of flu-related deaths also soared nationally, reaching their highest level since at least the 2014-15 season. Iowa health officials say the number of flu cases has dropped to a trickle in recent weeks. We are seeing our first major heat wave of the year across the state, and the Iowa Department of Public Health says you need to adjust to the conditions. Deputy State Epidemiologist Ann Garvey says a key is to stay hydrated.
I want to make sure that everybody's drinking a lot of fluids. If you're sweating heavily, you might need to replace the salt and minerals by eating bananas or something salty or drinking some type of sports drink to just make sure that you're not only replacing the fluids but also those salt and minerals.
She says you can help to handle the heat by adjusting your clothing as well.
We always remind people to wear kind of light-colored, loose-fitting clothing. Make sure that you're wearing something on your head like a visor or a hat. And it's really important to wear the sunscreen.
She says if you have sunscreen that's been around for a while, you might want to get a new tube.
I tend to like to throw out everything at the end of the season and restock just to be safe.
Dr. Garvey says be sure you have the right sunscreen for your needs.
We always just recommend that you read the label carefully. Certain products are marketed more towards different populations, and so you'll often see higher SPF for children versus adults. And so I would just read that label carefully and make the decision based on kind of what your situation is. We know that some people may be more sensitive to certain products over others. Sometimes it's a little bit of trial and error to see which products work best for you.
And she says be aware of what's happening to your body if you are out in the heat.
If we feel dizzy or nauseated or weak, we encourage people to go inside and again drink water or the sports drinks to make sure that we're getting fully hydrated.
The forecast does predict Iowa could see highs in the 90s through this weekend. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.